Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm watching CNN, and they've got this very attractive woman in front of this giant projection TV with 7.8% on it. They're going to keep on pushing that one on you, and it's a complete fabrication. The real jobless rate in this country is about 40%. We all know it, but CNN's going to go out there saying, you will believe what we tell you to think. And then they wonder why their audience is in the Al-Qaeda. CNN, in order to try and boost its ratings and ad revenues, is going to start doing talk shows and reality shows. I can't imagine anybody achieving any more success with reality shows. Some of them are getting really silly. And, you know, there are just way too many of them. But they're cheap fodder. They're the cheapest kind of show to produce and put out there, and everybody loves them. And the people who started the trend have made a great deal of money on it. But it's just, it's had its cycle. I can't even believe it's lasted this long. I think it's only lasted this long because nobody's got the money to actually produce any kind of quality entertainment in the United States anymore, which is why we're just seeing endless reruns of everything. They've been pounding all the Star Trek feature films on Sci-Fi Channel, and the Bourne tedium is all over the place. And, you know, we've seen it so many times before. We're not going to tune in. We're not going to hit that channel button. And then they wonder why corporate media revenues and cable TV revenues are down. We've seen it. Show us something new. Anyway, getting back to the situation with Israel and Gaza, the United States, once more demonstrating its obeisance to Tel Aviv, is now imposing sanctions on charities with any operations inside Gaza. The U.S. Treasury Department is sanctioning two Lebanon-based charities. We're not even talking about charities inside the United States that are trying to help Gaza. The U.S. Treasury is putting sanctions on two charities in Lebanon that are trying to do work in the Gaza Strip, and basically accusing them of being Hamas-controlled. There's no evidence to support that, and even if they're Hamas-controlled, that is the elected government of Gaza. And it's like nobody's even really asking if any of this propaganda makes sense. It's just use the buzzwords, stick it together, get it out there, have the media pound it at the people. If we repeat the lie often enough and long enough, they will believe. Well, maybe back at the height of the Cold War that would have worked, but not today. Repetition does not carry any weight with the American people anymore, especially in an age where cable TV is rerunning and rerunning and rerunning and rerunning everything. We tune the reruns out. We turn the repeat of the lies out. Meanwhile, Representative Trent Frank is back out there wagging the Holocaust. He's saying, oh, thousands of Hamas and Hezbollah missiles will rain down on Israel, and Israel has every right to do what it needs to do to protect that, won't it? And he goes in there, he's, the gas chambers are coming back, and just he's just waving it all over the place here. And when they start waving the Holocaust around, when they wag the Holocaust, it means Israel's about to do something really, really nasty, and they want some political cover. Why did you do that? Well, we did it because of the Holocaust, and we're justly afraid of a repeat of the Holocaust, and that justifies everything we do. We had to nuke them. They wanted to bring back, they were going to clone Adolf Hitler. They saw the movie, and it's ridiculous. It just is. But it's become a red warning flag. When we start seeing floods of Hitler and Nazi and Holocaust on our cable TV channels, and the politicians start waxing about gas chambers, it means something really ugly is being planned. It's like a flashing neon sign. Get ready for an Israeli false flag or an Israeli attack. Or maybe Netanyahu's just going to go ahead and bomb Iran's power stations and say to heck with it. You know, why did you create a new Chernobyl, Fukushima in the Middle East? Well, because of the Holocaust. Dumb reason. It really, really, really is here. All righty. Let's see. Interesting comment over at VoltaireNet. Oh, got to take a break for commercials. Sorry, I wasn't watching the clock. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the corporate media is still pumping that 7.8%. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. And it's, you know, a lie sworn to a million times remains a lie. And that's basically what's going on. Getting back to this commentary from VoltaireNet. The headline was Anti-American Autumn Follows the Arab Spring. And it basically underscores the fact that this video, The Innocence of Muslims, cratered in terms of a piece of propaganda to convince Americans that the anger of the world's Muslims against the United States has anything to do with U.S. foreign policy. In fact, we saw when these staged attack in Libya and the first staged riot in Cairo triggered spontaneous protests all across the Middle East. It was a major propaganda blunder. And we saw all of our leaders getting up there and saying, oh, of course, this has nothing to do with our foreign policy. We're the good guys. Everybody loves us. It's just about that silly video. And apparently that has simply failed. And more observers are saying that Washington, in pushing this conquest of the oil nations to prop up the dollar and to placate Israel, has opened a Pandora's box that is coming back to haunt them. And the U.S. is sinking into the chaos that it wished on others. The U.S. goes into other countries and creates chaos as a prelude to overthrow, and now the chaos is coming back on us as a result here. Jordan's King is calling early elections. Apparently, the Muslim Brotherhood there has exerted enough pressure to force the early elections. And so we may see Jordan go the way that Egypt did. And that will be another blow to this plan to control all of the Middle Eastern oil nations and force them to use the dollar. Nobody wants the dollar anymore. It's worthless. It's absolutely worthless. Outside of this little extortion racket, if you don't buy our dollars, you don't get oil. That's the plan. That's the U.S. foreign policy. To conquer all the oil nations so they can go around to the rest of the world and saying, you know, if you want oil, you're going to have to deal with us. You're going to have to buy our dollars at the price we set and live off the rest of the world that way. Down in India, about 100,000 landless poor people are marching from Gwalior in Madhya Pradesh to the capital Delhi to demand a fairer share of land and resources. So things are starting to get unhappy down in India. And what you need to remember is that a large number of India's landless were made landless by Monsanto's devastating GMO cotton failures, which threw farmers into hideous debt to buy these expensive GMO seeds, produced a lower yield than promised, and so these farmers were losing their farms because they had been coerced, you know, by their own government to abandon natural cotton, use Monsanto's product, go into debt to buy the seeds. The seeds didn't produce the crop they were supposed to. 250,000 farmers in India have committed suicide after losing their farms. We're going to be talking more about Monsanto a little later in the show. Some very, very ugly things starting to surface there. All righty. Beyond the propaganda, the real reason why the U.S. and Israel do not want a nuclear Iran, we've commented on this before. Nobody's worried that Iran is going to nuke anybody if they get a nuclear weapon. But the reason for having a nuclear weapon is deterrence. Remember, that's why my parents' generation were sold this incredible nuclear arsenal of submarines and bombers and missiles and all the rest of that stuff. We must deter people from attacking us. And it does work. Nobody's actually attacked us. Just some of these fake little theater pieces like 9/11. And they were intended and desired by the U.S. government to goad us into invading those Arab nations. The real reason they're trying to put so much pressure on Iran's nuclear program is because were Iran to construct a bomb, then the U.S. cannot invade, cannot take over the country, cannot force Iran's oil to be sold only for dollars. And this whole extortion racket of linking the dollar to oil crumbles. That's the real agenda. Iran, if it has a nuclear weapon, is not going to attack the United States of America. The United States of America has the world's largest nuclear arsenal. They'll turn Iran into a giant green glass plate, and then they'll have to drill down through the glass to get at the oil. Iran is not going to attack Israel. First of all, Iran is not historically in the habit of attacking other countries. And second of all, Israel is a nuclear power. Only the government of Israel and U.S. politicians are still trying to say maybe they do and maybe they don't. We know they do. And so Iran is not going to attack Israel because the retaliation would be nuclear annihilation of the major cities, followed by the United States. Yes, we've got our excuse. We can conquer. Iran wants a nuclear weapon because they have seen the object lesson of Iraq, which is the United States will invade nations that don't actually have nuclear weapons. Iran has a legitimate right to defend its nation from the invasion that both the U.S. and Israel have been pushing for years. Remember that blueprint for the conquest of the oil nations that was revealed by Wesley Clark? This was all supposed to be over in 2008. And so the U.S. government is out there saying, the money's going out the door and we still don't have Iran. We've got to do something here. But that's the real reason they're trying to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. Not because Iran will attack somebody, but because Iran cannot be attacked if they have a nuclear deterrent. Frankly, this is speculation, but I would not be surprised if it looks like an attack on Iran is imminent. Russia, which has already said they are going to support Iran against a U.S. invasion. I would not be surprised if Russia just said to Iran, here, have a bomb. That would put the brakes on the invasion of Iran very, very quickly. Meanwhile, getting back to propaganda here in the United States of America, there's an interesting little story that appeared on Press TV, Hollywood Masters Propaganda War on Iran, basically pointing out that once again, Hollywood is producing TV shows and movies that demonize those gosh darn Arab Muslims and glorify Israel and Hitler and Nazi and all the rest of that stuff. Just that one-sided view of history that, you know, Israel is always good and all those other Arab nations are always bad. And they're pointing out you can't even hear the word Palestinian in Hollywood unless it's immediately followed by the word terrorist. And Press TV goes in at great length about how the Israeli lobby in Hollywood will destroy the career of anybody who wants a balanced view or dares to speak out about what's going on. And, of course, I experienced that myself personally on two separate occasions. Got blacklisted back in the 90s, worked my way back into the industry, got blacklisted again, I guess, about a year and a half ago now. Been there, done that, did not keep the T-shirt. And the second time, I wasn't as upset as I was the first time because, you know, in the long run, I really do think I need to be here. And I'm not all that upset about not being in film and TV anymore. I'm kind of too old to be going through all that nonsense and everything. And, of course, the unions were just really more of a headache than I wanted to deal with here. Over in France, Nicolas Sarkozy is saying it is his moral duty. He's going to run for president again in France's next elections. I'm not sure morality has anything to do with it. Since he lost his last election, he's now facing corruption inquiries in France. He's under investigation for all kinds of dirty dealing. If he can become the president again, then as the head of state, he is immune from prosecution and investigation. I think that's his real motive, and he doesn't really give a darn what's going to happen, you know, to the people of France here. All right, now earlier this week, I mentioned I was going to talk a little bit about shortwave radios, because they've kind of fallen out of fashion in the age of the Internet, but we're now coming up on a period in history where the Internet may not be reliable. We have been experiencing all of these hacker attacks against U.S. banks, potentially to be blamed on Iran. In fact, Joe Lieberman's already out there saying, yes, those Iranians are doing it. They're trying to mess with us. And obviously, going back on the lessons of 9/11, where in the weeks before 9/11, the FBI was going around the United States of America, shutting down the servers of all Muslim charities to make sure there were no opposing points of view challenging the official propaganda when 9/11 actually happened. We can expect the same thing now. And we've been seeing all what appear to be testing, where they go out to the DNS servers in various places and see if they can hack in and change the routing table to erase the lookups for certain selected websites. They don't want to damage the websites that make money. They certainly don't want to damage the websites of the corporate-owned media that are going to be piping out that official story. They want to target the alternative media specifically. So if the Internet should become unreliable, a shortwave radio is a really good thing to have. And I know there's one that is for sale at the Republic Broadcasting Store. It's a nice little unit. I understand they're going to be getting some new and better units about the same time we start broadcasting on WCR, and I'm still waiting to get the details on that one. But a couple of points about shortwave radios. Having one that's portable, obviously, you want to be able to take it with you if you need to be changing your location. Solar power is all nice and crank is all nice. Definitely want to have something that's got batteries for two reasons. One, the wall power may not be available. Two, generally if you're running on batteries, you have less radio noise to deal with because you can sort of get away from AC hum, which can swamp some of those lower bands. But I think the most important thing that you need to look for in a shortwave, and surprisingly, not all shortwaves have this, is something called single sideband. When we come back from these commercials, I'll explain why that is so important. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And for those of you watching on Justin TV, this contraption I'm holding up to the camera is a crystal radio set. I built it when I was about, I think, 11 years old. I was really into radio back then. This was obviously before the internet, and the only way that you could sort of hear what was going on in the world outside of America's corporate owned media was through shortwave radio, and it was very popular. And later on, when I was in high school, I built a Heathkit shortwave radio, which I actually continued to use right up until the time Claire and I were living in Washington State. And then I managed to acquire a newer, more modern radio, and I gave that Heathkit to somebody. And for all I know, it's still working. You know, it was a wonderful, wonderful way of listening into the world. So shortwave radio, obviously in the days of the internet, shortwave listening has sort of gone out of fashion, but there are a lot of broadcasting stations still out there. Many of them are used for sending messages to spies. In fact, there's a class of shortwave broadcasting stations called the numbers stations, where all they do is just sit there and read off these groups of numbers, which are part of what is called a one-time pad cipher, that are sending messages to spies in other countries. So forget what you saw in the James Bond movies where the guy goes into the country and the car has got secret panels with radios and stuff in there. Real spies don't carry spy gizmos, because if they're found, that's a dead giveaway and they get put up against a wall and shot. Unless they're an Israeli spy here in the United States, in which case they get sent home to be stars on Israeli newscasts saying, our purpose was to document the event, and so forth. But for somebody who's a spy in another country, yeah, go buy a shortwave radio. I want to listen to broadcasts from the home country, which is more or less true. So there are some shortwave radios out there. But as I was mentioning, and I know we got a caller on the line who wants to talk about this, something that you really should look for in getting a shortwave radio is something called sideband. And what it is, it's a way of modulating the signal where it first takes your audio, your speech, and it modulates a subcarrier. And the subcarrier itself modulates the actual carrier broadcast wave. And the reason they do this is by tuning into that subcarrier, you reject a lot of the noise that is always out there in shortwave radio. And for this reason, ham radio operators use single sideband. And the reason I mention this is because if things are going really kind of crazy, your first news of events on the other side of the world, whether it's the explosion of the Fukushima reactors or a tsunami or whatever, are generally going to be coming from the ham radio operators, many of whom understand that they serve a purpose to their community. They'll have emergency generators. They'll be on the air broadcasting even when the corporate-owned media may not be able to do so. And so listening to those ham bands can very often get you some real hard factual information about what's going on in natural disasters or in war zones. And it's for this very, very reason that, Germany, when they invaded France, the first thing they started doing was taking away all the shortwave radios. And certainly all of anybody who had a ham transmitter would go away there. Generally, you want a shortwave radio that will have attachment points for an external antenna and a ground. And you want to use both of those things. Shortwave is horizontally polarized in order to maximize its skip off the ionosphere. So the ideal antenna for a shortwave radio is just a single copper wire that's stretched out as long as you can get it, going to that external antenna port, and then you do want to ground that radio because it increases the effectiveness of the antenna, especially in the lower frequencies. And so that may be something you want to have in your little emergency kit as well, because shortwave radios will also pick up the normal AM and FM bands. Many of them also have the standard weather channels pre-programmed in, and some of them are really good. Some of them are kind of like eye candy and not much more than that. Going to grab a phone call, Keith in Montana. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Mike. Wonderful day here in western Montana. Hey, you just see my ham setup. I got a nice setup here too, but I'll tell you, ham radio has really grown, and it's so easy to get into the hobby nowadays. They've dropped the Morse code restriction, and about anyone can get into it. It takes less than 2 weeks of study time, but our radios are really nice now. But I was going to comment on what you said there earlier about sending messages. With our digital modes nowadays, which can be completely independent from the Internet, we can send not only emails, but we can also... If you imagine this for a second there, World War II, you got either a U.S., German, or a Japanese person listening to their shortwave radio, trying to listen for the most remote signal like that, of whether it was Morse code going, did it get out, you know. But nowadays, in that same static with digital communications nowadays, we can have 30 different conversations inside that noise that people are only running like 5 watts. They're across the world. And that's what's so interesting about ham radio.
No, it's an amazing hobby, and I've thought about getting into ham radio myself, but unfortunately I don't have the resources for it right now, because everything I've got is basically going into what really happened and this radio show. Excuse me. But I'm glad they dropped the code requirement, because that was a major impediment to people getting in there. And I understand about packet radio. But for ordinary people who just want to sort of break into the idea of DXing and listening to news broadcasts, getting a shortwave radio with single sideband is a good way to start. And there's one more point about those news broadcasts coming from other countries that you need to understand, and I'll tell you as soon as we come back from these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Working 2 jobs, ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're finishing up on the topic of shortwave radios. Obviously, you want as many bands as you can so that you can tune very fine because many stations are close to each other. But there's another aspect to shortwave listening that is very important. When you listen to foreign nations' news broadcasts, yes, you will generally get the same story that you're getting from the American media. But you will also get their point of view, which may be a little different from the American media's point of view. And so it's a way of sort of balancing out the spin and subtle biases where they're reporting the same facts, but they don't really see them or interpret them exactly the same way. And it's just another way of becoming more worldly in your outlook on global events. So I understand that the Republic Broadcasting Store is going to be adding some new shortwave radios very, very soon. And I think it is something that everybody should have to deal with emergencies, to be able to cope with these things, and basically to get another window on the world that is going to be a little bit more difficult for the U.S. government to interfere with, unless they start massive jamming of the shortwave bands like the Soviet Union used to do. Alrighty, moving right along here, and this is a good point to stop and remind everybody that Republic Broadcasting is in the middle of a fundraising drive. A lot of people have already chipped in, and we want to thank you for that, for your generosity and your support. We are in a war to stop war. We're in a fight to prevent World War III from going any further than it has right now. And we need your help to do that, because the only way we're going to get the big money influence out of our government is for the little money to all unite together. And so anything that you can do, every little bit that you do is going to help. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. There's a little PayPal button you can click on. There's the online store where you can buy some pretty nifty products, one or two of which I actually have, like the radiation alert one. That's a nice one. It's durable, rugged, still working. I bought it right after the Fukushima disaster, and it's still operating just fine. Or you can call 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. And you can speak to somebody about arranging some other kind of way to help and support our very, very important work right now. We do not get any government grants. We do not have any large corporate sponsors. We do not get funding from nonprofit organizations with dubious agendas. We rely totally on you to grow and get the message out. All right, I'm going to skip on down my talking points here, and I may have to backtrack later. But there's a very important story, and I realize I'm not the first one to call attention to this, and I've perhaps been a little slow on the uptake dealing with other issues. But back in 2001, there was this company in San Diego called Epicyte. And they produced a genetically engineered corn which permanently sterilizes humans who eat it. Because once you have this gene in your body, once you've eaten it, your body produces antibodies that target male sperm. And so obviously if you're a guy and you're eating this gene, and originally it was in corn, if you eat it, your own body destroys your own sperm, and you are basically sterile at that point. If women eat it, their bodies will generate antibodies following sex so that the sperm do not last long enough to fertilize the egg, and then the women are sterilized. And it's permanent. It's not reversible. This was back in 2001 where they had already accomplished this. And they had corn plants full of these genes that sterilize humans that eat it. And apparently, we're now finding out this research was funded by the United States Department of Agriculture. They also had funding from some of these big foundations like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who are openly advocating for sterilization to reduce the population of planet Earth. They want to do it with vaccines or anything else that's going to work here. Now, once Epicyte had patented its gene, which irreversibly sterilizes humans who eat it, Monsanto and DuPont formed a co-venture that bought the Epicyte company in order to commercially exploit the Epicyte gene. That means they had a customer for this product. They bought this gene because they knew there was somebody they could sell it to. We don't know who bought this gene. We don't know where it is being used. After 10 years, it is a legitimate question. How many genetically modified products include this human sterilization gene? Now, I'm a big fan of Tom Clancy in his early books before he started basically just overseeing ghostwriters or guest writers, and they didn't quite have that magic that Tom Clancy did. And I loved his books. They always spoke of a CIA in the United States that we wished we lived in, but we don't. It's a pleasant fiction. But one of his last books that he authored alone was called Rainbow Six, which has spawned all sorts of video games, but most people playing the games don't remember. The arch villain of the book, Rainbow Six, was a group of money junkies who decided that the Earth was too polluted with the poor. And they wanted the Earth to go back to nature. We want to go back to nature, which means wiping out 90% of the human population. And they love nature, and they wanted the Earth to go back to nature, except, of course, for their own personal palaces. you know, which were just these luxurious little oases in the middle of the world going back to nature. So maybe art is mirroring life. Because we know ultra-rich people like Melinda Gates are openly supporting forced population reduction in the apparent belief that having a lot of money gives them the right to play God with the rest of humanity. Now, personally, I think that if the population is to be reduced, that we should start with these self-declared deities, to be followed by those who would condemn millions of people to bloody death and wars to make a fast buck. Now, you remember back in the 1990s at the height of feminism when they were all screaming about a woman's right to choose? The idea that nobody had a right to force a woman to have a baby that she didn't want. Well, where are those same voices now when we're looking at a situation where women are being told, you may not have a baby no matter how much you want one? Where's the woman's right to choose now? Strange silence on this sudden reversal. Now, a lot of people have been looking at Monsanto's incredible predatory practices getting their GMO corn around the world. The U.S. government is threatening trade wars and sanctions against countries who refuse to import Monsanto corn. And people have been wondering, what's the motive behind it? Is it exports and sales? Yeah, there's a lot of money involved on this thing. Monsanto's stated purpose was to displace all natural growing varieties of food crops with their synthetic seeds, in order to monopolize and dominate the world's food supply. Maybe Monsanto wanted to force American food on the rest of the world the way the U.S. government is forcing the American dollar on the rest of the world as a means of control and domination. You want to eat tomorrow, you'll do what we tell you. Because you can't grow your own food anymore. We made sure of that. But there might be something else going on, and we need to start seriously looking at it. This epicyte gene was in corn down in San Diego more than 10 years ago, and we know that modified genes move around a lot. You probably all remember the case about Percy Schmeiser, who found out his natural crops had been contaminated by pollen from a neighboring field that had Monsanto genetically modified crops on it. Monsanto tried to sue him to force him to pay a technology fee. You're using our genes without our permission here. Well, I didn't want your damn genes. And it went back and forth in the courts, and ultimately Monsanto agreed to an out-of-court settlement to decontaminate Schmeiser's farm. Other farmers weren't as lucky. Monsanto succeeded in suing these farmers out of business and taking their farms over patent infringement. It's our intellectual property, and you're using it without our permission. I didn't even know it was here, the farmers said. And it was a completely bogus approach. But it's this incredibly aggressive campaign to make sure that this GMO corn is the only thing out there. You have to wonder why. We also know that these modified genes can jump species. This is why the weeds that used to be killed by Roundup are now immune, because pollen, you know, doesn't pick which plant it's going to fall onto. And so we have seen in nature the Roundup Ready gene, the glyphosate resistant gene, has migrated from the GMO corn, the Roundup Ready corn, onto the very weeds that the Roundup was supposed to kill. And now the Roundup doesn't work on them. Farmers are having to dose their fields with more of this highly toxic chemical. They're going back to using the older toxic herbicides they were told they didn't need anymore because they bought the Monsanto seeds. It's a very ugly situation here. The point being that for 10 years, pollen from corn containing the epicyte gene has been blowing around Southern California farms and around everywhere else this epicyte corn was being commercialized, to use DuPont and Monsanto's term. How far it may have spread is impossible to determine without an extensive genetic survey of the world's world's food supply. That it may already be global cannot be ruled out. Remember when they were going down to Mexico, way up into the mountains to take samples of the natural species to save them, to archive them, you know, just in case. And they found out already those wild maize plants had already been contaminated with synthetic genes. That pollen will just get into everywhere here. But there is no question birth rates are in decline. We reported on this earlier in the week, where there is a very significant decline in birth rates here in the United States of America. The corporate media is trying to blame this solely on the economic problems, and I'm not saying economic problems do not discourage young couples from having babies. But the decline in birth rate in the U.S. began in 2007, before the economic crash took hold. And doctors, back in 2008, were already saying there seems to be an uptick in fertility problems around the world. Women who want to conceive and they can't, and we can't figure out what's going on. Now, if you look at that chart for the decline in birth rates, and it's posted to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, you will notice two things. One, the reversal in birth rates is sharp and sudden. If economics were the only factor, you would expect a smooth transition. As birth rates slowed and the curve would flatten, then it would plateau, then it would curve down into decline as the economic conditions worsened. But we're not seeing that. We're seeing a sudden dramatic reversal, which suggests there might be another cause. The other thing to notice from this chart is that the drop in birth rates is especially heavy in the Hispanic population, where corn is the staple meal. It's a very corn-centric diet compared to other ethnic groups. Are we looking at forced covert sterilization? Claire and I know somebody, young couple, desperate to have a baby. She can't conceive. The doctors have no idea why, but they got plenty of pills to sell her, some of which are producing some very serious side effects on their own. We don't know what's wrong here. Buy this pill and take it. And apparently it's just really messing her up. Now, here's the important part that we need to consider. In the mindset of governments, population equals wealth. Land without people to work it is worthless. Every officially proposed and implemented policy of population control in the United States of America called for population control in other countries. National Security Study 200, authored by Henry Kissinger back during the Nixon administration, specifically targeted population in third world countries, as the textbook case here. So if the population inside the United States is dropping, that means less soldiers and fewer taxpayers to prop up the system, despite the flood of instant citizens coming across the southern border. And that suggests that if indeed the epicyte gene is at work inside the food supply of the United States of America, that it may have been unintentional, that it broke into the wild all on its own, which means it's an industrial accident of unprecedented scale, potentially being an extinction-level event here. Now, think of the irony when all those money junkies who saw themselves as gods find that they, too, are no longer able to have children, because all this tinkered with human sterilization corn that they funded didn't stay where it was supposed to stay. No doubt there'll be a hefty business in creating clone children for the ultra-rich, but you cannot sustain a civilization or a planet that way. If the epicyte gene has broken into the wild, if it is in fact infecting other food plants, it won't reduce the human population. It could very well drive it to extinction here. Now, throughout history, the money junkies have found it far more profitable to exterminate humans they cannot use than to provide for them. We all remember George Herbert Walker's Bush about the useless eaters. We've got to get rid of those. We cannot know for certain that the Black Plague rats were not intentionally brought into Europe from Asia to thin out the population. I've noted before the strange coincidence that just after World War I ended, the Spanish flu, which actually first appeared at a U.S. Army base, killed off even more people than the war did. But in this case, we see the Black Hand. And while the Monsanto contract farmers have to sign forbids any laboratory analysis of the seeds, someone needs to get their hands on some of that GMO Monsanto corn and see if that contains the epicyte gene. Because if it does, it's going to turn out those Mayans were right after all. A couple of videos up on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com that deal with this issue. Ticking Time Bomb is a good one. It's in two parts. You need to look at that. Goes into this epicyte gene and the acquisition of that gene and its patent by Monsanto and DuPont. Now, Monsanto is already responding to that French study, which showed that rats fed on genetically modified corn and on the Roundup residue were getting huge tumors. And Monsanto's explanation for that is, oh, those rats get cancer all the time. There's nothing special about that. Those rats, they're always getting cancer tumors. Really, there's nothing to see there. That's basically their only argument. They're trying to attack the science and the credibility. They won't do their own tests that last longer than 90 days. And of course, now that you've got Russia is going to repeat the experiment. The essence of honest science is repeatability, reproducibility. They're going to repeat the test and they're going to broadcast 24/7. You can log onto the internet, watch the rats and watch what's happening. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Did you know Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program publishes his news, commentary, videos, and financial articles with the Paul Drockton Report, a free weekly summary e-newsletter? This mailing list is announce only. This list will not be shared or sold. No spam will be sent. Recipients will receive the Paul Drockton Report once a week only. No one else will have access to the list except Paul Drockton. Opt-in list, all list recipients kept confidential. Simply click on the free newsletter link on Paul's website, internettruth.org, internettruth.org. Again, go to internettruth.org and click the free newsletter link on the left-hand side to follow Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about this genetically modified nightmare that we all cannot seem to wake up from. Getting back to that situation at Whole Foods, they're in full damage control mode, public relations spin. They're trying to explain why it's against company policy to support Proposition 37, and they're still trying to recover from that video where it was documented that the salespeople at the Whole Foods stores are continuing to say, no, we have no GMO anywhere in the store, and yet they do. Whole Foods sells a great many products with genetically modified content, and Whole Foods has come back and said, well, we'll have to train our staff a little bit more better to be a little bit more honest and informative. I'll tell you what Whole Foods could do. They could start going around their own stores with little stickers that say GMO on there and put them on the products, but they're not doing that. Because they know the instant they label any of their products as GMO, people are going to stop buying it. And so just because a large corporation says they're into organic and natural and what's healthy for you doesn't mean it's necessarily true. And that may be true for all of these stores that have built their corporate image, their public relations, around this idea that we're selling you stuff that's good for you. Maybe they are and maybe they aren't. Claire and I were at our local store the other day trying to find some soy milk that wasn't GMO. And we discovered that some are, some aren't. Now, products that do not contain GMO can label themselves as such. And there is a USDA certified organic, which means GMO free. And you need to look for that label. You need to look for that label. This is a serious situation. There evidence that GMO food causes medical problems is nothing new. It's going back, you know, more than 10 years, and there was this story, and again, you need to see that GMO ticking time bomb about this scientist who was like, you know, very prestigious laboratory. He was a very important official there. Had worked there for 35 years, and he did a study where he took some potatoes that were GMO to produce a pesticide, and then he took ordinary potatoes that were natural, and then he took a third group of potatoes that had the insecticide, natural potatoes with no GMO, but he sprayed them with the insecticide anyway, and he fed them to rats. And the rats eating the GMO potatoes developed serious medical problems. And he went public, and the next day he was fired. We know that Monsanto does not hesitate to call any institutions which they're giving funding to or buying advertising on and say, don't do this. And these organizations will roll over like a puppy with the legs in the air and say, yes, please, Monsanto, rub my belly. We saw that. Over at Fox News with the synthetic bovine growth hormone lost. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. When we come back, Claire will be joining us as she usually does. So we'll be back after these few words.
Check, 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 check.